right. Post-game, Cenk and Anna with you guys. We're going all classic today. Cenk and Anna post-game. Ben and Cenk, old school.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Okay. So, a couple of fun topics for you guys here that I promised you earlier. One is the debauchery in Vegas. So, I read this super interesting article in Bloomberg, 10 Things I Never Knew About Las Vegas Until I Ran a High Roller Suite. So, the Cosmopolitan apparently has about 20-plus suites that are the Boulevard penthouses. Do you know how expensive they are? They cost nothing, zero, because they're by invite only, and they're for high rollers. And you don't have to pay for it at all. You just have to gamble like nuts.
What about if you're the kind of high roller that just likes to use marijuana, and then you like to roll while you're...
Oh, then they'll have you. If you have a lot of money, they'll... Very
no
happy
money,
to have you.
But you have no money. Like,
no. Okay. Not that kind of high rollers, no. Apparently, and I didn't know this at all, there's a private three-room casino on the 71st floor. Mm-hmm. So they don't even gamble with the rest of us. Mm. They're not. No. Please, they're on the 71st floor in the real casino, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. So some of the debauchery you might expect, some are is a little bit fun, but there was one that really got under my skin, okay? So, but let me give you a sense of how much they gamble. So, one guy playing Baccarat did $300,000 per hand for an entire shoe. So, that is roughly $600,000 of gambling per minute.
Oh, my God.
Per minute. That is, it is. It's insane. It's unbelievable. So, most are guys, half are Asian. According to this guy, and this is particularly the Cosmopolitan, but those are not surprising demographics.
Yeah, you know what? Like, if I prefer this over them snatching up U.S. real estate. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you, boo? You wanna gamble with $600,000 every minute? Do you just stop buying our homes?
Well, that's not gonna happen. So. And some, but you know, they, of course, most of the time they lose, but sometimes they do win. They'll, you know, they might win $6 million in a weekend. So then they'll have more money to buy that real estate in LA.
I don't want to do this story. Let's talk about something else.
Okay, then here, let's do a fun one here. You ready?
Yes.
So one of the high rollers is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit older.
All right, get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She has a particular. So these, they can ask for anything. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, they claim that they can't allow prostitution or drugs. Mm-hmm. I don't believe them. Okay. But that's what the article claims. Okay? But she doesn't want prostitution. She wants the butler, in his butler clothes, they have butlers, of course, mm-hmm, to get into bed with her and read her a bedtime story.
That's weird as hell.
Yes.
Why do you think I'm going to love that?
No. I was just like, there's like a random woman who's like, no, I just want this. I don't give a shit that it's weird. Okay?
Wow.
This is what I want. This is what I'm going to get. Okay? And so every time she comes, they're like, okay, they get the butler ready, and they get the bow tie, and then gets into bed and reads her a bedtime story.
I mean, it is weird, but I mean, is it like dudes with Cristiano Ronaldo looks? Like anyone she wants? Like,
I would imagine.
Okay, well.
Okay. I think it's the same butler that she likes, so. They say that they call it a, quote, judgment-free zone.
I can tell, yeah. Mm,
I bet.
Real quick, I want to add something to that. So there's this show, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Do you watch that by any chance?
No.
It's so good. It's really funny. It's a show that Tina Fey produces. And there's like a rich person in that show. And she's actually from 30 Rock. She was one of the 30 Rock people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it pokes fun at how ridiculous the lifestyles of rich people are. Like the things that they think are normal. Like that, what you just outlined right there. And, you know, you watch that thinking like, oh, it's an exaggeration. But no, it's not an exaggeration. Like they have weird like fetishes and things.
They lose all perspective. Everybody lives in their own bubble and they can't see straight. They can't see the rest of the world. They have no idea what we're going through, et cetera. So one guy, so they all like expensive alcohol, of course. That's not surprising. But there's one thing that actually drove me crazy. So, but let me tell you the others first. A lot of people apparently like Louis the Ninth Cognac, priced at $4,300 a bottle. That's apparently very popular, okay? That is literally, I think, more expensive, not I think, I'm positive, more expensive than anything I have ever bought outside of a car or a house.
It's $4,300 for a bottle?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, I've never bought anything that was worth $4,300.
Yeah.
Let alone something that's just, you drink away. Okay. So, but one guy does not drink it. He gets a really expensive cognac and he dips it, his lucky charm or amulet or whatever, into it. And he just keeps, he's like, you have to keep refreshing it with ice. Because that's his lucky thing, that he dips the amulet into that particular cognac to keep it wet while he gambles. Because otherwise he can't win. Okay, some new things that are fun, like, oh, they asked for In-N-Out Burger. That sounds like me.
100%.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, if I'm going to go lose a lot of money here, you're getting me an In-N-Out Burger, right? So that's good. Some ask for Chinese, very specific, like, herbs that are like Viagra and cost a gazillion dollars.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then they got to somehow go and find that. 1,400 bottles of wine from the Rothschild estate. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry, not 1,400, $14,000 bottle of wine. So apparently the Rothschilds do exist. Okay, so what's the one that put me over the top? One guy bought out all of the champagne at the Cosmopolitan. And that is over $1 million in just champagne.
Why?
No, exactly. So why? Well, you couldn't possibly drink that much champagne in the small amount of time that you're there. They come in, they leave, right? So what in the world are you going to do with $1 million of champagne? It was to impress his buddies that he could outspend them.
Well, he outspent them.
Yeah. So,
and I'm really, I mean, look, I don't know if these are, like, if that guy is from China or whatever, but, like,
remember, half of them are not Chinese.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but look, it doesn't even matter. Like, the point that I'm trying to make is, this is what the wealth gets spent on,
yes,
right?
Yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes.
It's just so stupid. It's like a whose dick is bigger contest.
100%. You remember that story I told you, a friend of mine at a dinner party with a lot of wealthy folks, and they had the contest of who had more bathrooms?
I do remember that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you guys didn't hear that story earlier, it's because you're thinking, more bathrooms in your house? No, in your houses. So one guy's like, I've got 9 houses, and they have, oh, that one has 5, that one has 11 bathrooms, that one has, and then I do declare, I have 93 bathrooms. Okay. Ugh, unbearable. No, that's the one that where he bought $1 million worth of champagne just to measure his cock. I was like, no, we're not taxing them enough. Like,
yeah.
And when the economy was booming in the 1950s and 60s in America, remember the top marginal tax rate, not the tax rate for everybody. And it was really significant. It wasn't just like in today's dollars, I think it was over $1 million. I forget the exact numbers. So in under $1 million, you're not paying this rate. Only for every dollar above $1 million, but it was 91%, the tax rate. Mm-hmm. Now that seems outrageously high today, right? But the economy boomed. I mean, at a bare minimum, it didn't hold back the economy. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's some people who make the argument that it actually helped the economy because it recirculated the money, et cetera, et cetera. And I would say, no, that's way, way, way too high. But if you're just pissing it away.
Well, right? Here's the thing. I would say that's way too high if that's the tax rate, the effective tax rate for your income period, right? If you're making a certain, but it's not. I mean, especially at that time, if you're making $1 million, if you get taxed that percentage above $1 million, like why would you even need more than that, right? $1 million is so much money. Even in today's standards, it's a lot of money.
But what if your friend bought out all the caviar at the Cosmopolitan?
And then you'd be embarrassed that you can't do the same.
Then you can't buy out all the champagne and outdo him.
Yeah, good point.
So then what would you do? That doesn't seem right.
Okay. Let's not get angry. I've had enough anger. Like, what I actually want to do is have more fun with the story. Let's imagine that we are them. And we're in this high roller place, whatever, and they'll do anything we want them to do. Okay, what is your number one request?
Anyway, all right, number two request. So, Look, don't get me wrong. I would love it. Are you like the fancy place on top of the world? It's Vegas. You got your private casino. I like tacos. I like gambling, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And but I would not be very imaginative. I really wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I'd gamble. I'd want my friends there. What am I doing alone?
Yeah, I'd want my friends there.
Do you see
sure.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then we could have fun. We could watch football. We could play poker, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If I was alone, I guess at some point I'd want to get high, but they say they don't even do that.
Sure, yeah.
So mm-hmm. I know, right? And I'd want good food, definitely. I'd want whatever is like the best food, but
yeah.
not like the best food as in like, the best French food in all the world. No, I'd want like a banana cream pie in Vegas.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah, I would want to do something that involves dogs. So I'd want the whole place to be full of adorable puppies. Like, I want that.
That's weird. Okay.
Uh-huh. No, it's not. That sounds fun, right? Edwin gets it. Edwin says it would
okay.
be fun. Charlie would definitely be there sitting next to me. I don't know, maybe someone would be giving Charlie some sort of massage or something.
Oh, I'd take a massage. That sounds good.
Really? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure.
The kind I like, light massage,
mm-hmm.
and then scratch the scalp.
Oh, you love that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a head massage.
Yeah, in a sense, I'd be the Charlie in that scenario. Like, good boy, good boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess good food. I don't really. You're right. I'm not that imaginative. I
like feel we already like, got really boring really quick.
We did. We
like
did.
Banana cream pie, maybe a massage, and then our friends and dogs with us.
Yeah.
Boring.
But also, think about the mentality in terms of that whole like no drugs policy, right? So it's okay to take advantage of people like that poor butler that has to read bedtime stories to that creepy woman, right? But it's not okay for these people to just, you know, do drugs on their own. Like, if they want to do drugs, let them do drugs. Who cares?
You know, I thought about that. There's some chance that part is true because that might also create legal liability for them. Because once a guy loses $7 million, which is what one guy did, and while this guy was working there briefly and he saw that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that happens with some regularity. He's going to turn around and say, they got me cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me be clear about something. I don't think anyone should go fetch them illegal drugs.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, if they have a no drugs policy, if they want to do drugs on their own, I think
there's no way they have a no drugs policy.
Yeah.
No way. Of course they're going to let them. But they're not going to get it for them. Otherwise, they might be in legal trouble
mm-hmm.
when the guy goes, I'm not paying, right? You know, they got me high on purpose.
And not only that, if someone's going out there looking for illegal drugs, I mean, they could face... They could get caught. They could be prosecuted. So, yeah, it is a liability, and they shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that part they probably care less about. But
yeah.
Anyway, so other people were far more imaginative than us. It turns out a lot of people want animals, but you wanted dogs, so that's mm-hmm. very normal,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
One guy wanted a flying squirrel.
Oh, I would totally want a flying squirrel, 100%.
I don't want a flying squirrel.
So cute.
What if they land on your face in the middle of the night? That's kind of scary. I don't want that.
No,
it's
I don't.
Weird.
I just want that squirrel to accompany me to the gambling or whatever. I don't want to take it home.
Okay, no, at the suite, you know.
Oh, that's right. They're in the rooms. Okay.
And then somebody wanted llamas.
Don't get that. No.
And one guy wanted a tiger because he wanted to relive the hangover scene.
You know what? You know what? Fetch that guy a tiger.
Yeah.
Let's let him relive that hangover.
Yeah. See how that turns out. You're like, no, we're not having a tiger accidentally kill you in the high roller suite.
So. What an idiot. I like the dumbest people are the richest people. Like, let's keep it real.
Okay, well, it's a mix. Some people did earn it, some legitimately, some by hook or by crook. But yes, a lot of people inherited it. And that easy money, that'll spoil you real quick. And so that also robs you of your incentive to learn things. And so we have a pretty good example of that in another high roller suite called Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, he never had any consequences. He was born rich, Donald Trump was, his whole life. Daddy bailed him out. That's why he can't read past the page.
Mm-hmm.
He got an award, and fuck off. You did not get an award, and your dad fought your way into there. That Fordham transcript must have been a disaster. The first year he went to Fordham, and then he transferred into Penn and to Wharton. No way, no way there's a grade above a C there. Mm-hmm. Inconceivable that he got a B in a single class. He can't read more than a page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else in there?
Okay, no, that's it.
Okay.
But you know what? That's the thing. Like, we are kind of boring, but in a good way, I would argue. Like, well, I don't need to hang off the chandelier. I don't need all that champagne. I just want good food, a nice room, and friends, and have some fun.
Totally. Yeah.
They should let us be rich. We'd at least enjoy it.
Well, I think one of the things I'd do is some of the, like, the musical artists I like some of the DJs, because all the good DJs are in Vegas all the time, right? And they're always at the clubs, and they're spinning at these overcrowded, annoying clubs. I'd have them spin for me in the room, and then I'd invite my friends, and we'd have our little, like, private suite party.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Yeah, you wouldn't do that.
I'd be like, this is really awkward. Super awkward, and not remotely interested in your woozy, 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 or whatever you do.
You would be, though. You'd have so much fun. Video from my wedding where you're dancing is the best video. Like, it's worth
the best
price
videos
of that video. Yeah, you were having the time of your life. So, no, you wouldn't find it weird. You'd be into it. Guarantee it.
If I was at your place, like, if I'm at your high roller suite and you brought the DJ, I'd be like, all right. And you 100%. Brought, like, the Armenian food and the Armenian vodka, right?
Uh-huh.
Then, okay, then we're having fun.
Okay. Fair enough.
How was my dance? Was my dance, like, it was fun, but was it in any way, could it in any way be called good?
No. But it doesn't matter because, look, the thing about dance is, sounds ridiculous, but it's true. It's about letting yourself go and enjoying it. So if the person dancing is enjoying it, then it's good. It's good. The worst is when someone's, like, obviously self-conscious and they're not letting go. You let go and it was great.
Yeah. No.
A lot of jumping, a lot of, like, arms flailing around. It's good.
No, when I let go, it's gone. It's really gone. I let it go. Okay. Yeah. You can't put it back in. So now moving on, but it's a good transition. You said lots of dogs. Mm-hmm. I asked you guys in behind the scenes whether I have cat scratch fever. You guys had a bunch of good answers to that. And it turns out I don't. So it would have required, I was just tired one day. That's all. Mystery solved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but so Opisani 8, there's no way that that's how it's pronounced, but thank you, wrote in about how cat's claws will actually sometimes have microscopic parasite on it called Toxoplasmosis G. And so when they scratch you, it actually gets you addicted to cats.
Mm.
Okay? And that's what turns people into crazy cat ladies.
What?
So then you get more and more cats.
Wow.
Now that's some voodoo shit right there.
No. But, like, let's have a quick chat, very quick chat about parasites. Parasites are amazing, okay?
Yeah.
Did an informative speech on parasites when I was in the speech and debate team, and it won awards because it's amazing.
It was the strongest speech. It was the best speech about parasites.
I won a gold for it. But no, there's, like, this one parasite. I forget the name of it, but what it does is it will go into a fish's mouth, eat its tongue, and then act as its tongue. And then every time the fish eats, that parasite basically consumes everything. And then the fish dies. And then it goes and does the same thing on another fish. Amazing.
That's a badass parasite.
It is.
You know what it's called? Donald J. Trump.
Okay. Yeah.
He is kind of a parasite on this country. Him and his cabinet. But that is trippy, man. That's really, really interesting. I love knowledge. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's a little oversimplistic, but that is a real theory about getting addicted to cats. And then Sandra, you thought I wasn't going to read your comment, but I read your comment. And Sandra made an impassioned plea for my cat, saying it didn't sneak up on me. It's not trying to trip me and kill me. That was my theory.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he wants to be close to you. So they don't act out in a way, they don't like to be held because of that's how cats are.
Mm-hmm.
But their way of showing affection is by being close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sandra, you're really sweet. That's not true. My cat just wants to be fed. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so if he's full, he doesn't want any piece of me. He's nowhere near me. If he's hungry, he's like, meow, 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 right? And he's constantly tripping me until I feed him. Okay? But you're a very sweet person, Sandra, and I appreciate you sending that in. Okay, and finally, Serdi Ryan, I should stop trying to pronounce your names or your handles, was like, oh, cat scratch fever, that, yeah, that could happen. It happened to my uncle, he went blind.
Oh my God.
What?
Terrible.
Okay, yeah. But apparently it was a rare complication of cat scratch fever. No, it doesn't matter because I don't have it. But thank you guys for writing it. Appreciate it. Okay, now the last thing I promised you guys, and then I got to go eat, and then we got to do old school. And I'll keep it short. So the Francisco Pizarro comes in. Oh, I didn't even promise this to you guys. I meant to promise to you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Pizarro comes in. They hear this stories about this incredible gold that the Incas have. They're mainly on the South American coast. They're wandering around for 2 years, can't find it. Finally, they run into the Incas, and they got super lucky. They ran into Atahualpa, the lord of the Inca Empire, just as he had defeated his brother in battle, mm-hmm. and he was feeling a little overconfident, and he's like, oh, there's 160 of them. I have thousands upon thousands of people in my army, and he had three awesome generals, and they had just won this amazing victory. The problem is the twofold. The conquistadors were had armor, so the Incas arrows did almost nothing to them, and they had horses, and so they do cavalry charges.
Jeez.
Okay, but in the beginning, they didn't do any of that. What they did was far worse. They like, oh hey, how you guys doing? We're just here to help and talk and hi. And then they got close to Atahualpa, and they kidnapped him.
So this is an important lesson that all of us must learn. Don't trust anyone. Humans are evil and greedy. So you should have cats and dogs. Those are our real friends.
Okay, that's the lesson that Anna got out of this story. But the more I go into the story, the more you will think that.
Okay.
So they're like, okay, look, we just want the gold, okay? And it turns out the Incas did have the gold. They had gold all over their empire. So what Atahualpa promised them was to fill up a room full of gold and then to fill it again and again with silver. So twice as much silver. How big was the room? 22 feet long, 17 feet wide, and filled to a height of 8 feet.
Wow.
So they hit the jackpot, okay? Mm-hmm. The king takes 20%, and then they divvy it up among 160 people. And of course, Pizarro gets the most. He's the leader of the expedition, and so he got fantastically rich. So they said, now, look, your emperor is divine, he is a god, and if you come anywhere near us, we're gonna kill him. Mm-hmm. So, sad day for you guys. We were lying all the whole time, but now that we've captured him, we're holding him ransom until you give us all this stuff. So they gave him all this stuff. You're gonna be shocked at what they did at the end, Anna.
They killed him?
Of course,
yeah.
Of course they did.
See?
Yes.
So, I don't understand, and maybe there's a good reason for it. So why is gold and why has gold been so valued throughout history and even today? Like, what is it about? Is it just because it's shiny?
Largely, yeah.
That's it, right?
Okay,
so no, people died over gold.
Millions of people have probably died over gold. The most important part is that it's rare. Mm-hmm. That's the most important part.
So what?
I know. Secondly, it's shiny.
Yeah.
And people like trinkets.
Mm-hmm. They really do.
They appeal. I mean, look at all the way back to Egypt. What are they buried in? They're buried in gold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gold bracelets, gold necklaces, gold sarcophagus, at least gold lining, etc.
Yeah.
And so that was a sign of wealth, a sign of prestige, privilege, power. And so people killed each other endlessly, mercilessly for gold.
So obviously, it's the same thinking when it comes to diamonds, right? And so something interesting happened over the weekend where we were at AAA car insurance related stuff. And the agent there was like, oh, that's a beautiful engagement ring, really beautiful and different because it's not a diamond. It's a ruby. And it's a lab created ruby. It's not even a genuine ruby. And I love it. It's great. You know why? Because I don't need like the shiny trinkets to prove anything about myself. But like we need to convince other people of that.
Yeah.
Because it's, I don't know. And but I get comments on it all the time, mostly from other women who are like, oh, you didn't get a diamond ring.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So last thing on this, but everybody's got to sleep at night.
Yeah.
So they came up with an excuse, but get a load of how piss poor this excuse was. Mm-hmm. When they originally kidnapped him. So they kidnap him, they're holding him for a ransom, but now that means you're the bad guys, right? You lied, you all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, they brought him a gift of a Bible, and he didn't know what it was, so he just laid it down on the ground. They're like, sacrilege, he had it coming.
That would happen today. That would happen today, I mean.
And that's that.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last thing, actually, now that I just realized it, you know why they killed him at the end? Because they were always going to kill him. But their excuse was, his last general did not submit to us. We heard rumors that he's in the area and is going to attack us. So we're going to say you betrayed us, and then that's why they killed him. Okay? Mm-hmm. Except they betrayed him. That was the core of what they did, right? Projection.
Yeah.
And all throughout, what they called the Incas was savages.
Of course, yeah.
They butchered thousands upon thousands of Incas and said they were the savages. Now look, the Incas, the Mayas, etc. It's not like they had some rituals, mm-hmm. and it was not pretty. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're all humans. We're all the same Homo sapiens. So it's just a matter of who has the power. But the Europeans came in and just wiped out the Native Americans in the South and North America. And all the while they were butchering him nonstop, kept calling them savages.
Yep, so just make sure that you hold your puppies and Kiki Cat close tonight, except don't.
Because yeah, Kiki Cat's like, oh, okay, yeah, come here. Yeah, hold me close. Yeah, that turns out. Yeah, now go get some more cats. And I was like, that's ridiculous. And then I remembered, oh, yeah, Wendy got those two kittens, foster parents. Yes. I was like, oh, no. Addicted to cats. Wow. That's a tough break. Anyway, I'm kidding. We love the kittens too. Okay, we'll see you guys in old school in a little bit.